This is Julie Hewitt, the Chair Pro Tem of the Pacifica National Board. It is February 23rd, 2023. It is 8:40 p.m. on the East Coast. It appears this is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board, if I didn't already say that. It appears that we have quorum. Nancy, would you take the roll, please?
Teresa Allen, KPFT. Adriana Casanave, KPFT.
Present.
James Dingman, WBAI.
Here.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs, WPFW.
I'm here.
Fred Dodsworth, KPFA.
Present.
William Foster Jr., WUMO.
Here.
Sue Goodwin, WPFW.
Present.
Heather Gray, WPFW.
I'm here. I'm not showing up on the screen, but I am here. I don't know why.
Anybody go on the screen, Heather. You're on.
Oh, good. Thank you. I don't see myself.
there's a picture, a photograph with your name.
Really? Okay, good. Thank you.
Reading a book.
Yes, right.
Not a
That's all I've ever seen of you.
Here.
I know. Sorry.
Present.
Donna Grimes, WPFW.
Here.
Julie Hewitt, WPFW.
Here.
Avelia Jones, KPFK. I'm not sure if I'm tell me if I'm not pronouncing your name correctly. Pronounce it correctly for me.
So far, so good.
Okay. Alexa. Hilali.
You can just say Alexa.
Okay.
I've been told by people that there's no sound on the stream.
Keep going, Nancy, and we'll get Otis on this.
Okay. Marianne Martinez, KPFT.
Here.
James McFadden, KPFA. Darlene Rose Pagano, KPFA.
Here.
Sean Rhodes, WBAI.
I'm here.
James Sagerton, WBAI.
Here.
Sharon Salam, WBAI.
Here.
Aki Tanaka, KPFA.
Here.
Elizabeth Von Gunten, KPFK.
Here.
Egberto Willis, KPFT.
Here.
Stephanie Wells, Executive Director.
Here.
Arthur Schwartz, Pacifica Council.
I don't expect Arthur till a little later.
Markeisha Van Zandt Sampson, National Business Manager. And Nancy Jordan, present. Okay. We have one, two, three. Oh, one, two. We have quorum.
Thank you, Nancy.
Point of order. Adriana is on the call.
Yeah, hang on one second. Nancy, did you catch Teresa Allen's here?
Oh, okay.
Got it. Okay. Sorry, Adriana. The two people spoke at the same time. Your point of order, please.
Yes. I ask to immediately stop the seating of the directors that are not eligible to serve as 2023 PMB directors because to be eligible to serve a director, you must be a delegate at the stated on Article 5, Board of Directors of the Foundation, Section 1, Board of Director Eligibility, that is pasted below in my email, some of the people call it this roll call are ineligible to serve because they are not delegate according to the Pacifica Foundation by law, Article 4, Delegate, Section 8, Term on Office, Term Limit, pasted below. Delegates are limited to a maximum of six consecutive years, after which they are replaced through an election or through the use of the runner-up list for the last certified election. I will send the email, and like always, Madam Chair, you can rule on that, and I will not keep going. Just, I will send this email.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Thank you, Adriana. Teresa, I'm not entirely sure if I need to rule on this before I can allow anybody else to speak. So allow me to just rule on the point of order and just say that I'm going to call it out of order based on the fact that the PMB passed motions to deal with the fallout from being unable to hold elections in 2022. And so thank you.
I would not proceed with this. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so who was that?
This is Ali.
Ali, go ahead.
Yeah, there appears to be no stream at all.
Okay.
Julie, this is how, Julie.
Yeah,
Julie,
hang on. Let Otis talk. Go ahead.
The stream has certificate has expired, and I'm replacing the certificate, and the stream will be on in about 3 or 4 minutes. Thank you,
awesome.
Ali. I would not have known it if you hadn't said something.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Teresa, go ahead.
Madam Chair, I would like to call Adriana out of order if she brings this up again. She's been called out of order on it before. The PNB took a vote, and I can appreciate the fact that she disagrees with that vote, but the majority of the board voted on this. We had the matter was reviewed by our corporate counsel, and I find her bringing it up every time is dilatory and obstructive. We have other things to do than go over motions that were passed and were reviewed repeatedly.
Is that a motion?
I disagree with that.
Okay, hang on, folks. Really, technically, you need to be recognized by the chair to have the opportunity to speak. I heard Fred and I heard Sharon. I think, you know, Fred asked Teresa, was that a motion? And so that's my question to you.
A motion to count? Well, I'm a little bit concerned. You've already called her out of order, right? But you called her out of order last week also, correct?
Technically, yes.
And I guess I should say, if she does it again, I'm going to ask that she be censured for that.
Oh, God damn it!
Because I find it dilatory and a waste of our time.
Fuck you!
Okay.
Jesus
God!
Well, so we can't really discuss something.
There is no motion.
Have a motion on the floor. So, Teresa, you're saying you're not making a motion now.
But if it's done again, I will request that she be censured.
Got it. Thank you.
Chair, point of personal privilege, please.
Yes, Vanessa.
Okay, so I think it's outrageous that anybody would seek to shut down someone's freedom of speech to make a motion simply because they don't like it. It's outrageous.
That's not a point of personal privilege.
You were not recognized. I was.
I don't need to be recognized.
You asked to be recognized.
Hang on, Vanessa. Thanks.
Yeah,
folks, I will do a little bit of research to figure out what we have to do, to, you know, go right by Robert's rules on this, but I didn't have time to do it before this evening's meeting. So we'll try and get this under control by the time we get to next week's meeting. That's sort of the best I can offer for right now. We don't have a motion on the floor. And where we are on the agenda is item C under preliminaries, which is reading the report out from the executive session of February 16th, 2023.
Madam Chair, point of personal privilege. My name was there. And
so was there. Yeah. So the folks, take a time out, everybody. There's no motion on the floor. There's no discussion because there's no motion on the floor. I'm going to allow Adriana because to speak for 30 seconds because she heard her name called out. But then I'm moving on to repeating the report, reading the report out. Go ahead, Adriana.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The members have the right to put a point of order. Every time, according to Robert Rule of Order, every time that the member thinks that the rule is being broken, you have that right. Ever, always was like that, and nobody have the right, and Teresa doesn't have the right to gain the floor with a point of order to ask for a censure for one of my rights. I told you before, from the first time, I don't want to discuss the issue, but I want to put there that is my point of order. And look at all the time that we are wasting because they want to silence me. And that is not fair.
Who's they?
Okay, hold on. Please ask to be recognized. Okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the report out from the executive session of the February 16th meeting. It is, the PMB met in closed session to hear two disciplinary matters. All right, so next up is...
point of personal privilege.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
I still don't have an agenda. We're 20 minutes into the meeting, and I don't have an agenda. So if somebody else has received one, could someone please send one, please? Thank you.
I will do that. I'll forward it to you.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank
you. We're only 13 minutes into the meeting, not 20. So, any rate, now we're at excused absences.
Hello.
Nancy, could you just say who's not here this evening for everyone's benefit?
Avelia Jones, James McFadden.
James McFadden is here.
Oh, okay.
Anyone else?
Yeah, Avelia Jones.
Okay.
Move to excuse.
Second.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim and Sharon. Any objections to excusing Avelia's absence? Hearing
yes.
None?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Never mind.
That was not, okay. Are there any objections?
Sorry. Who moved to excuse? I'm sorry.
Jim Dingman and Sharon Salamic seconded. And are there any other objections to excusing Avelia besides Donna?
Beth seeks recognition.
Go ahead, Beth.
I want to point out that Avelia was diagnosed with COVID this last week and is under the care of a doctor. So... I think it behooves us to excuse this absence. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Donna.
With that information, I can rescind my concern. I'm just saying in the future, I would really like us to, you know, people to call in or contact somebody and say why they can't, you know, that they can't be there. We don't need to know all the details, but anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Appreciate that. Okay. Let me just say again, are there any objections to excusing Avelia's absence? Hearing none, we'll consider Avelia's absence excused. And it is, now we're up to the point of identifying timekeepers, and I need someone to time people, and I need someone to time items. Do I have a volunteer for timing people. And let me just say, I'm not clear that it should be Heather just, you know.
I can do it.
Thank you, Julie.
was that James McFadden?
Yeah, I can type you this.
Got it. Okay. And then I need someone to time us for items.
I can do items.
Thank you, Darlene. All right. So that brings us to item two, which is approving the open portion of the agenda. This is a 5-minute item. Let me read through quickly the rest of the agenda. We have minutes approval. We have a motion ratifying election of officers. We have a motion. We have 5 motions related to standing up special committees and committee elections for 2023. Then we have an ED report and Q&A, a general counsel report and Q&A, unfinished business, new business. And then we move into executive session at a time certain of 10 p.m. And I just want to share with people that because we have important things to get to on the closed session portion of the agenda, which, of course, I'm not going to read out here and now. We really are going to move into executive session at a time certain of 10 p.m. So in principle, we have enough time to get through the rest of the substantive items as long as people don't keep extending time. So in principle. Are there any is there any – I move the agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Donna. Any discussion of the agenda?
Madam Chair, I have a question.
Go ahead, Teresa.
When will the nominations happen for committees?
Well, that's the of the 5 motions that are under committees, 4 of them are to stand up committees, and the 5th one has a timetable for the actual committee, you know, electing directors to the various committees. I don't, so it's in the dates are in the bottom of the agenda, you know, in the appendix where the motion is. I don't remember the dates off the top of my head.
Okay. I see it now. Thank you.
Got it. Yep. Beth, I see your hand up. Is that for agenda?
That's a legacy hand.
I'll take care of that. Okie dokie. Any other discussion of the agenda? The open portion of it anyway? All right. Hearing none.
Madam Chair, I have one other
question. Go ahead, Teresa. Yes.
So if we're going to take nominations starting tomorrow until March 1st, then there will not be any discussion about your priorities or a person's desires, what they want to accomplish on a committee within a meeting. It will all be like email or something like that, right? So people will receive their ballot, and that'll be the first time they know who's nominated.
That is correct, Teresa, unless, and so what I'm actually going to suggest is you're asking good questions, but can we ask those questions when we get to that point on the agenda?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Any further discussion of the agenda? Any objections to the open portion of the agenda? Hearing none, we'll consider the open portion of the agenda approved. Which takes us to the next item on the agenda, and I might need Aki's help here. Did we already approve the minutes of February 9th? And this is just that I carried this over from last week's agenda, and I forgot to change this item on the agenda. Aki?
No, we did not. Those minutes.
Oh, okay.
And I have not prepared them, and Aki Tanaka is going to mentor me in this excruciating minute-taking of a PMB meeting because he does it so expertly, pristinely, and effortlessly. So He and I have a commitment that before the week is up, meaning our meeting week, I will have the minutes properly formatted in everybody's mailbox.
Got it.
That's
Thank
a long
you
way
for-
of saying no, there are no minutes for February 9th.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate the update.
But Aki did get them for the 16th. Already.
Yes, he did get them for the 16th, but the meeting on the 16th was only in closed session, so we'll cover that when we get to the closed session portion of the agenda in case anybody has any corrections to those minutes. Okay. All right. Cooking with gas now. We are on item number 4, which is a 5-minute item that is the motion ratifying the election of officers for the 2023 PMB. And I put the motion in the appendix. It is short and sweet. It is, whereas the Pacifica National Board held elections of officers in the teller's report dated February 18th, 2023 has been shared with all directors. Therefore, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board ratifies the teller's report and affirms the duly elected officers to be Chair Julie Hewitt, Vice Chair Heather Gray, and Secretary Nancy Sorten. Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you, Donna. Any discussion of this motion? Go ahead, Darlene.
We've had a secretary and a recording secretary in the past. Did we just do a real horror show on Nancy Sorten and somehow convince her that she's the recording secretary as well as the secretary of the board?
Yeah,
we did.
Did you know that, Nancy, and did you accept such a arrangement?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll try my best. Yeah. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Nancy. All right. Any other discussion of that motion?
So point of information.
Go ahead, Teresa.
So Nancy's going to be recording secretary also?
Correct.
Okay.
Chair, Vanessa. Yeah,
go ahead, Vanessa.
I just want to take a minute. I'm in support of the motion, but I just wanted to take a minute to thank Aki for his service. I think he did a really good job. It's not an easy job. Nobody much wants to do it. So I'd like to thank him for his service.
Thank you, Vanessa. I too appreciate Aki's help.
Julie, this is Heather. Can I say something as well?
Yes. Go ahead, Heather.
Yeah, I know. I also want to take this opportunity to thank Beth Van Gooten for all of her work. So thank you, Beth.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I'd like to say to you about
go
this.
Ahead, Dingman. Go ahead.
I'd like to thank Aki and Beth for doing the job they did. They did a great job.
Got it. Let me move on then to see, are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, the motion passes, and we have new officers for 2023. Okay, so that brings us to what is really the meat of the open portion of the agenda, and it's item number 5, which is a 40-minute item, but that's because I assumed each of these items would be 10 minutes, and then I forgot and tacked on the fifth item, which is the fifth motion, which is the one about holding elections. So just to remind everybody, our bylaws say that we have 4 standing committees, and they are, let's see how clever I am doing this from memory, audit, finance, governance, and the coordinating committee. And our bylaws say who sits on those committees and, you know, basically what those committees are charged with doing. The bylaws also say we can set up other committees, but basically we have to pass a motion to, stand up those other committees. And so therefore the other committees that we have typically had in Pacifica are things like the elections committee, personnel committee, a programming committee, and a strategic planning committee. And so then the next four motions are, you know, motions to stand up each of those committees. We had those committees last year. The idea is to have them again this year. And we'll go through those motions one at a time. And then the fifth motion is the one on holding committee elections. So this led to some issues last year. So I want to be clear up front about what happens, you know, with these motions. So first we have to pass a motion to have the committee. And my goal is that we pass those motions this evening, right? The second thing is that we have to have elections because our bylaws say that this is what we have to do to put directors on those committees. Those elections, you know, it will take, you know, roughly a week of nominations and a week roughly of balloting. And so we will not have directors, you know, selected for these committees for two more weeks. And so what we may need to do is have some of these committees meet in the meantime, like, for example, the, you know, National Finance Committee meets every 2 weeks. And so what will happen is the people who have been on those committees through 2022 continue to sit on those committees until we finish these director elections for the new people to replace them. And likewise for the, you know, for those committees that have LSB delegates who sit on those committees, you know, the previous delegates continue to sit until the stations elect the new delegates. And I want to be clear about that because there was some confusion last year and some of the committees took a long time to get started. And so that doesn't serve us particularly well. So I just wanted to set that out up front and then say, you know, now what we need to do is go through each of these individual committees and, you know, approve a motion for each of them one at a time. For those of you who were directors last year, the motions are pretty similar to the motions from last year that we used to stand up these committees. There's some, small edits in a few places, but they're relatively minor. So, with that said, how about if we spend something like, you know, 8 minutes on each of these items, Darlene, each of these motions, if we can, and see if we can't get this through this relatively expediently. Okay, so the first one up. Yeah, go ahead, Darlene. Yeah.
I got a call saying, are you in open session? There's nothing on the stream. Oh. And it came minutes ago.
Yeah. And the answer is yes, we are in open session. And what will happen is when Otis posts this on KPFTX, he'll be able to post the whole thing because it's being recorded, but he was working on getting the,
yes, I know. And he
but
is,
it's still
you
not
are working. In open session. You are on the stream. I have been monitoring the stream. The stream is there and some people have difficulty connecting. Perhaps they could try again.
Yes, I think make sure they exit the web page and then hit it again, and so to make sure that they're, you know, not getting more of what a cached version of the web page.
Thank you.
Screen's working fine for me too.
Great, thank you. Okay, so thank you. So 8 minutes for each of these motions. So first up is the Elections Committee. And the motion reads, whereas the PNB had to postpone the 2022 elections for lack of funds to 2023 with timelines spelled out in the bylaws, and whereas the 2021 National Election Supervisor issued a final report which detailed recommendations on pages 7 to 9 and cost savings measures on pages 24 to 27, therefore be it resolved that the PNB establishes the Elections Committee for 2023 charged with prioritizing those recommendations and cost savings measures the PNB should adopt for the 2023 elections and assist the executive director, national election supervisor, and local election supervisor as requested in the conduct of the elections. Further resolved that membership on the elections committee shall consist of one director from each of the five Pacifica stations as well as two delegates from each of the five Pacifica stations. Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you, Donna. discussion on this motion. Let me just make a quick motivation. One of the things that happened last year also with all of these, there was confusion about, I was simply spelling out because the object was to get to director elections for the committees, and I simply spelled out the director, the number of directors who should be on these committees. But this year I decided to include, even though it doesn't have anything to do with us and voting, us, the PMB, I decided to also include the number of delegates so that there would be no confusion. Okay. Jim Dingman, I see your hand. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Obviously the elections committee is very important, but I also want to suggest, people have talked about combining the governance committee with the elections committee. And I would like to see us discuss that tonight because, it seems that they overlap and it seems that, the elections we all agree on have to happen. But I think that, both governance and elections overlap. And I would wonder why can't we combine them tonight into a big committee? Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Others. Teresa, go ahead.
I don't think we could do that without notice. I mean, they are separate in the bylaws. And actually, having served on elections, that was very intense. I think they should be separate.
Sharon Salam.
Gotcha, Sharon. Beth's hand was already up. So Beth, then Sharon, then McFadden. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, we need to work, out resolving whatever the bylaws say. But in principle, I'd like to endorse the idea of trying to consolidate some of our committees because we have had, significant problems in the past year with so many meetings being scheduled that they often stepped on each other to the point where it became hard for various committees to make quorum. And, some weren't able to complete their work for the year. So in principle, if we can find ways to consolidate our work, I would strongly support that.
Thanks. Sharon, then McFadden. Go ahead, Sharon.
Well, I don't think that they should be combined myself, particularly this year, since there have been so many issues and questions regarding elections as a whole. I think the election committee should stand on alone and try to deal with the process of elections, so that we can move forward with an elected body that adheres to the bylaws.
Yeah. They were just asking, hey, Duncan.
Thanks. McFadden and Darlene. Go ahead, McFadden.
I was just going to point out, I don't see governance committee on this list. Is that a, missing
yeah.
committee, or is it something we do separately, or?
No, as I said a moment ago or a few moments ago, we don't have to pass a motion to stand up the four standing committees, which are audit, governance, coordinating, and national finance committee.
I missed
because
that.
Because the bylaws say we have to have them. So, you know. So we will vote for the people who sit on those committees, but we don't have to pass a motion to stand them up because the bylaws say we have to, right? Does that answer your question, McFadden?
Yes, it does. I'm sorry. It must have just not heard what you said. Sorry about that.
No, it's quite all right. It's quite all right. No worries. Darlene, then Beth. Darlene?
Yeah, this, outline puts a committee of, maybe 20 people, 15 of whom are directors and delegates. With 15 members, we could have a PNP meeting, much less a committee meeting. Why so many people? I mean, is this the hot topic of 2023 and everybody's got to be on it? or is it a working committee? I quite disagree with the number of people on what we're calling a committee. Thanks.
Thanks, Darlene. Go ahead, Beth.
Yes, I have a question, and I don't know whether this is the place to address it or if there's a more appropriate place. I'll defer to your judgment as to where to place it, but given the unusual circumstances surrounding the KPFK LSB and other elections this year, and the fact that we're missing our colleague Lawrence, there are only three KPFK delegates directors here tonight, and as I understood you to explain it earlier, we will each continue in our places on whatever committees we're already on. So first, is my understanding correct on that?
Yes, that is until we complete the committee election process, right?
Right.
So
right.
For another couple weeks, right? Okay. So obviously we have to do something when it comes to governance, because Lawrence was the chair of the governance committee.
Okay, so then other than that doesn't even. So I guess I'm trying to understand whether there are any special considerations about the three directors from K for being voted onto committees now or not. If I didn't anticipate any, but if there are some, it would be better to know them early on in the process so we can factor that in. Thanks.
Yeah, I hadn't thought that we would do anything special in terms of the KPFK directors for now. I mean,
okay.
Obviously, it's a potentially fluid situation, right? And we may have to revisit it somewhere down the road, but let's not worry about that till we know that we have to. That's what it makes sense to me to do. So.
Pull with me.
Got it. Thanks. Fred.
But we are at time, Chair.
I'd actually recognize. I would entertain a motion to extend to exhaust the stack of one, which is Fred.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Dingman. And Beth, any objections to the motion to extend for hearing from Fred? Hearing none. Go ahead, Fred.
I'm new here, so I'm a little naive. I understand that there are four standing committees by our bylaws. And yet I hear now that we're talking about changing that as a board to a less than four standing committees. How is that different than the elections issue?
No, I don't think we're talking about changing it to less than four standing committees. I think what people were talking about was taking elections and making it be part of governance. So we would keep all four standing committees. It's just that the elections component would have been part of governance if somebody had made a motion to that effect. But people asked that it be discussed, not that it, I didn't hear any motions to that effect, so.
Point of information?
Let me see. Go ahead, Beth.
When you're done. Thank you. What about all the task forces?
I'm worried about task forces don't have to have elections, so I'm not saying we can't have task forces, but it doesn't affect the election component. So.
Okay.
Got it. Thanks. And it's not, you know, we'll bite off what we can chew for one evening.
Okay.
All right. Let's just see. Are there any objections to the motion on having an elections committee for 2023? I'm hearing no objections. Let's consider that motion passed then without objection. Okay. The next committee up is the Personnel Committee. I will read the motion. whereas the PMB has a duty to oversee personnel matters within Pacifica, therefore be it resolved that the PMB establish a personnel committee for 2023 with a mandate to conduct a performance evaluation of the executive director and to report back to the full PMB with recommendations, if any. Further resolved that the personnel committee shall consist of the PMB chair, vice chair, secretary, and NFC chair, one director from each of the five Pacifica stations, and one affiliate representative director from the Pacifica affiliates network. No delegates shall serve on the personnel committee. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Second. Thank you, Teresa. Okay, so discussion on this motion. Anyone? This is pretty bread and butter, motherhood and apple pie, huh? Mm. All right. Let me go to asking if there are any objections to this motion.
Which motion is that?
Personnel committee. Sorry.
Personnel
committee. Hearing no objections, we'll consider this motion passed without objection. Also, so we will have a personnel committee. All right. Next up, programming committee. Okay. Whereas directives from the PMB to dictate programming to the five stations that do not also provide resources to stand up such programming are not well received, therefore be it resolved that the PMB establishes the programming committee for 2023 charged with systematically reviewing and analyzing ratings across the five stations and type of programming to establish principles of attracting listeners, identify the top fundraising shows on a per-member basis across all five stations to share with general managers and program directors to highlight the programs most successful at fundraising. Further resolve that the membership on the programming committee shall consist of one director from each of the five Pacifica stations and a director representing the affiliates, as well as two delegates from each of the five Pacifica stations. Can I get a second?
Second.
Second.
Thank you, Donna.
Point of information, Madam Chair. Point of information.
Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
I'm looking in the bylaws under standing committees, and it says a programming committee is a standing committee. So why are we discussing it? Because it's already in the bylaws. I thought you said we weren't discussing the ones that were in the bylaws.
Yeah. Where are you finding this, Teresa?
Article 8, Section 3. Standing committees.
I see the ones that are listed there are A, a coordinating committee, B, mm-hmm. a governance committee, C, a finance committee, and D, an audit committee. I don't see programming.
Okay, well, I must have an earlier version of the bylaws then. So this would have been voted on by the PNB already at some other time, or to have taken something from a standing committee that was already in the bylaws, to have taken it out of that status would have taken it that could have been done by the PNB. I just don't know when that was done because that's not what my bylaws say.
Okay. I don't have enough historical background to know whether there used to be a programming committee that was a nationally mandated PMB mm-hmm. committee or not. So are there any directors who have any insight on that? Dingman, I'll recognize you.
Yeah, there have been, Teresa raises an interesting question, but it's my understanding there's been programming committees from the inception of, Pacifica in the new, iteration. There was a programming committee under the old structure, in both the national and the local advisory board structures. I was on a programming committee in the local advisory board structure. So this has been around for quite a long time. You know, I'd be curious how Teresa gets that information, and I'd never heard that before.
So my bylaws, these are the bylaws from 2003.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely looking at the 2016 bylaws, you know, with the updates. I mean, that was the, and recent updates to the bylaws. So I don't know where they fell out, but somewhere in between 2003 and 2016, it fell out of the bylaws to have a programming committee. I don't know when that might have been. But I think Jim makes a good point, which is that we have mostly historically had a programming committee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so I see. We might want to, if the structure is optional, because it is not a standing committee for the future, we may want to consider changing the structure. For example, audit committee. I've always wondered why you needed more people on the audit committee than you needed on the finance committee, for example. But because audit was a standing committee, I didn't think we could change that. So we may want to consider moving forward, actually changing the structure of some of these committees so that, yes, we are not on the PNB, not just exhausted by serving on so many committees. We could opt like to be finance committee. One director and one person from each station rather than two, for example, moving forward. Something like that. Because if it's not a standing committee moving forward. Sorry to have bothered you, but.
No. That's quite all right. And that, you know, I mean, so folks, I've, you know, drafted these motions. There's nothing in the bylaws that says, well, I think that's true. We can decide how many delegates we want on these committees. And so if you want to make a motion to amend, you know, to change it from two delegates from each of the five Pacifica stations to one delegate, I mean, that would make the committee leaner, right? I mean, it's true, it's been the historical practice to have two delegates, but that doesn't mean we have to stick with that. I see your hand, Fred. I've got a whole bunch of, I got three hands in front of you, or two hands in front of you. Adriana, go ahead. Adriana?
Yes. First of all, since I remember, I agree with Jim. We always have programming committee. Was, like I said, I know since 2010 to here how the foundation is known previously. But the other point that I really think that is important, I can see that these are being reduced, and reducing means that you don't want, you want only the majority selecting a member on those committees. The PNB have most of the time two directors, giving the option to the minority, and the majority have a member. And that was changed. And now you want to do the same with the committees that are not the standing committees of the PNB. I don't understand. We are asking for people to intervene. We are asking for people to be part of this. And we said, but we want to hear only our majority voices. I think that this is wrong. Really, really wrong. We are asking for people, but we are limiting the option for people to be in committees. That is so wrong. Thank you.
Dingaman, then Fred. Go ahead, Dingaman.
All right, I'm looking at a document right now that's online that says, I don't know what date this is. I just Googled Pacifica bylaws. It says a coordinating committee, a governance committee, a technology committee, not a task force, a programming committee, a finance committee, a audit committee. Now, I think in figuring out how we're going to have to work together in this particular situation we're in, we have to be very creative in terms of intermingling some of the functions of these committees, given the fact that we have a fiscal crisis of dimensions that have never happened before in the foundation. So there's going to be a lot of energy that has to be focused in and a lot of cooperation to try to get out of this. And the program committee is essential because we are a broadcasting institution. We're not the People's Republic of America, which some people think we should be. And I think that there has to be a disciplined effort, because when you read the functions, Julie, of what the programming committee should do, well, look at the battle I had last year with the general managers, with only one or two exceptions, that were hesitant to give us any granular information on how shows are doing at the stations. That has to cease. That has to cease this year, because we're going to have to work together and get out of this mess. We got to get accurate information all the time that's granular, granular and detailed and grassroots. And, you know, a program committee is essential for a broadcasting institution.
We are at time for this item, Chair.
I move to exhaust the stack.
Is there a second?
I just got in. This is Avelia.
Thank you, Avelia. I was going to make note
of
you.
And I want to get in, but I don't have no hand to raise.
Okay, I see your I see your figurative hand there, Sharon. So the stack would be Fred, Sue Goodwin, and Sharon. Is there a second to the motion to exhaust the stack to hear from those three?
Yes.
Thank you, Sharon. Any objections to the motion to extend to hear from just those three? Hearing none. Fred, you're up.
I wasn't given the bylaws when I got here, but I just went to the website, and on the website it says specifica.org/ et cetera, bylaws 2009 PDF. So I would like to know where these apocryphal 2016 bylaws are, because they certainly aren't on the website, and I wasn't given them.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. They were once upon a time on the website. There is now on the website what's called an indexed version of the bylaws, and the indexed version is effectively a table of contents, you know, articles and sections, and you have to click on each of them to get, you know, to that particular section.
Where do I find the indexed section? Because when I go to Pacifica, it goes straight to the bylaws.
Okay, so one issue, Fred, is that I can't both run the meeting and, you know, check things out.
I know, but I can't understand the bylaws without ever having gotten them.
I hear you. I can appreciate that.
The next bylaws, I found it. It's under about.
Okay, yes. So, any rate, what's true about the indexed bylaws, some people, once upon a time, there was a PDF of the bylaws that was on the Pacifica website. It was from 2016. But it's from 2016. It's dated, because there have been some changes to the bylaws since then. They're confined to a very small number of sections, and they're not major changes, but those changes are reflected in the indexed bylaws. So, any rate, and if you look at those, and you go to, let me say it, it is Article 8,
committees of the board of directors.
Yeah, that's committees of the, yeah, and the standing committees is section 3. And it's just the four that are listed there. So, that's a lesson for everyone. Okay, you can Google Pacifica bylaws and you can find things that are older versions of the bylaws, because Google's not the authoritative source here.
Well, it actually is your website. It's actually the Pacifica website that's being linked to.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, that doesn't mean that we don't have older versions that are still web accessible, even though we don't provide the links to them. Okay. Sue's up. Sue Goodwin's up next. Go ahead, Sue.
Okay, I want to support Jim's comments on regarding programming committee on metrics, and just mention that the programming committee be tasked with as we emphasize audience building, that we are tasked with supporting and finding the most effective ways to maintain the Pacifica mission as we build audience. Because there's no mention of mission in what I heard.
Are you making a motion to amend the motion to add tasked with supporting the most effective way to maintain the Pacifica mission, and that would be probably somewhere like just add to the end of the therefore paragraph?
I am, if you think it's appropriate.
I think it's not inappropriate. Is there a second for...
I second that motion.
Thank you, Jim.
I wouldn't want to be inappropriate.
Okay, now we have a motion to amend on the floor. Are there any objections to Sue's motion to amend?
Yes.
And what's the objection? Briefly? Briefly? Sharon, what's the objection?
I'm objecting to her motion to amend. I liked it the way it wasn't amended.
Okay. Are there any other objections to Sue's motion to amend?
Point of information, Madam Chair?
Yes, Adriana.
And we have that in writing. I don't know exactly what the amendment is.
Hang on one second.
But we have it in writing.
Hang on. I'm putting it in the chat.
Job of the Secretary.
Point of information, Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Dingman.
As you're doing that, I just have researched and got that what I've just posted again in the chat. It's a 2016 bylaw definition of what the committees are, which it looks like I posted earlier, but I didn't realize it was theoretically the latest, but someone can correct me if it isn't.
Okay, and now I've just pasted into the chat Sue Goodwin's motion to amend, and so it says, and it's basically to add to the end of the therefore paragraph the following, tasked with supporting the most effective way to maintain the Pacifica mission. Okay. Are there any other objections to Sue Goodwin's motion to amend? I'm hearing no other objections, so... Nancy, let's consider that motion tasked with one objection and not go to a roll call vote. Okay, but that was that's the motion to amend, right? That's the amendment. That's not the full motion. Okay. And I said we were on a stack and we had three people and we're running out that stack, and so we already heard from Fred, we heard from Sue, so now it's Sharon's turn.
All right, 1 second. Chair, you said
yes. Passed, go ahead, Nancy.
Passed with one objection. The amendment.
Yes, passed with one objection.
Okay.
Thank you, Sharon.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel that we need the two people on this particular committee because of diversity and thought. Instead of just one person leading the show, we need
to
be all inclusive in what it is we're trying to do. You want me to stop talking?
So the point I'm making is we didn't change it from two people to one. We left it at two delegates. The motion to amend, all it said, this is why I asked what your objection was, because it sounded like very motherhood and apple pie to me, honestly, tasked with supporting the most effective way to maintain the Pacifica mission. So to be against that amendment sounded like you would be against the Pacifica Mission, but Mm-hmm. But there wasn't a motion to change it to two. There was discussion about it, but there wasn't a motion. So I guess what I'm saying is to change it to one. I'm sorry, to change it from two delegates to one. And since there was no motion, we have not changed that.
Okay.
So, all right. Are there any objections to the motion as amended? Hearing no objections, we'll consider that motion passed. Without objection. Okay. We're doing all right for time. The next one. All right.
Not that well, Chair. Not that well.
Well, we're not doing as poorly as I thought we might have been by this time. 5D, this is the motion on Strategic Planning Committee for 2023. Let me read it first. Whereas the Pacifica Foundation is currently obligated to repay in full a loan in the amount of $2.5 million by October 2024, therefore be it resolved that to address the short, medium, and long-term problems of the Pacifica Foundation so that it can realize its full potential as an alternative voice while serving its local communities, the PMB authorizes the formation of a Strategic Planning Committee, SPC, to devise a strategic plan for the Pacifica Foundation. Further resolved that the SPC undertake a 6-month review of the underwriting pilot begun in 2022, consider ways to monetize the archives, consider the best approach to a national platform for podcasting, along with the programming committee, consider ways to create compelling national programming content that takes advantage of economies of scale across the 5 Pacifica stations, as well as the Pacifica Affiliates Network. Oh, I just read the word Pacifica Affiliates. The word Pacifica wasn't there. Sorry. Further resolved that the Strategic Planning Committee consists of the following members: the chair of the PMB, the chair of the National Finance Committee, one director from each of the 5 Pacifica stations to be selected by an instant runoff vote election, one affiliate director to be selected by an IRV election, members of the SPC from 2021 and 2022 who are no longer directors may participate in the work of the 2023 Strategic Planning Committee as non-voting advisors. That's the motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Oh, thank you, Dingman.
We have my hand up, Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Andriana.
Yes. I want to bring to the board Article 8, other committees of the board, Section 2, composition of board committees. Said, except as otherwise provided in this bylaw, all committees shall include at least one director from each foundation radio station and 2 delegates who are not then serving as director from each radio station. Providing, however, that the inclusion of delegate on a committee shall not be required, doesn't matter. I mean, that is the article. It means that it's not up to us to reduce that instead of 2 delegates from the station to 1. That is exactly what is in the bylaw, Article 8, Section 2, composition of board committees. Thank you.
Thank you. Dingman.
All right. Well, this is, again, a committee that has to work with all the other committees in this situation we're in right now. Now, I should let the public know and the rest of the board members know that the Strategic Planning Committee has been engaged in the past couple of months in working with a draft of a strategic plan. And we're going to have to rework that, but we're going to start going public with it soon. And the strategic plan would require a lot of coordination with a lot of other elements of really a holistic coordination with everybody else in the network to make it work. We passed the underwriting motion, which has led to, in one case in New York, upwards of $8,000 to $20,000 a month in revenue starting to come in. That has to be exploited by other stations. The issue of working with the programming committee, you know, Heather Gray was part of the Strategic Planning Committee. And again, you know, it's my position and remains that the only way to get out of this mess we're in is to double and triple and quadruple and cinquiple the amount of people listening to our content. Then we will be fighting about how to spend money, not the other eviscerating bullshit that we go through. This is a very important committee, but it has to be working with the other committees, and we have to be figuring out new ways of working together so that there's a lot of interaction and not this sort of sequestered, sort of siloized approach that we see sometimes. You know, I think that we are in a really unique situation. We can turn it around, but we have to have a level of cooperation that we have not seen before in the PNB in past iterations, which, as far as I'm concerned, is partly responsible for the situation we're in right now.
Teresa.
I am not asking that that any of these committees at this time have their structure changed. I think somewhere, I mean, I was looking at bylaws. I think somewhere between there, somebody changed that. And unless somebody shows me where on the PNB they were allowed to do that, to change what a standing, which are the standing committees, I'm just saying that we need to be cautious. I think we ought to populate these committees the way they are now, but, and I don't think it's necessary to go into detail about what their, you know, what their purpose is. I think they've been basically fulfilling that purpose as best we can. But I'm thinking that maybe the governance needs to find in the bylaws somewhere where it was that we changed our finance, our standing committees. And I don't expect something like the Strategic Planning Committee to have to be forced to take on the same structure as all of the standing committees. I mean, there is a standing committee that doesn't have the one director, two delegates. That's finance. And I don't think personnel should have to take on that. But obviously, you're not going to have, LSB members on personnel. So I think we should just approve it and move on.
Dingaman, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I'm all for respecting the bylaws. I've always respected the bylaws. I was involved, as some people were, in this phone call in the early battles to have an election process to start with in the early 90s. However, I've certainly seen since 2000, 2003, all sorts of examples of the bylaws being twisted and turned for their own purposes. I remember when three members of the WBAI LSB were not allowed to be seated, even though that was a violation of the bylaws. So while I respect, of course, the issue of looking at the bylaws and honoring them, at the same time, one has to be flexible. And, you know, I mean, we're in the middle of litigation over the bylaws interpretations right now. And all of us know that we lack the money to move forward. That's what most of us felt. And so I sort of find this, you know, sort of declaring the bylaws as something that Moses brought on down from Mount Sinai all the time, a little trying on my patience when I know the history of the foundation for the past 25 years. And I know when people decided to twist the bylaws for their own interests, they had no hesitation to do it. So I'd rather just get these committees open, going, and let's get the show on the road.
Chair, we are at time, the 40 minutes plus the time, not counting the time we used on the motion for the last question. So
right.
We've gone over 40 minutes.
Yeah. So we'll need a motion to extend this item, particularly because we haven't passed the Strategic Planning Committee motion yet. And then, of course, the final motion in this group was to actually, you know, set up holding elections for director seats on these committees. Can I get a motion
to extend time by
10
minutes?
Yeah.
You've taken some time.
Thank you, McFadden.
Second.
Thank you, Dingman. Any objections to the motion to extend for 10? Hearing none, that's what we'll do. Okay, so I see Teresa and Ali Lex's hands. Go ahead, Teresa.
No, my hand's down. Thank you. Sorry.
Oh, okie dokie. I'll put it down for you. Go ahead, Ali.
I just want the record to reflect that Avelia Jones has joined the meeting.
Yeah, thank you, Ali. Any other discussion on the Strategic Planning Committee motion? All right. Any objections to the motion standing up a Strategic Planning Committee for 2023? Hearing none, we'll consider that committee stood up as well. All right. Next up on the agenda then was the motion for elections for director seats for all of these committees. So let me read the motion. Whereas the Pacifica Bylaws Article 8, Other Committees of the Board of Directors, Section 3, Standing Committees, requires the following standing committees of the PMB: Coordinating Committee, Governance Committee, Finance Committee, and Audit Committee. Whereas the Pacifica Bylaws allow for other committees to be established by the PMB, and whereas the Pacifica National Board voted at its February 23rd, 2023 meeting to establish the following other committees: Elections Committee, Personnel Committee, Programming Committee, and Strategic Planning Committee. Therefore, be it resolved that PMB nominations for standing and other committees open on February 24th, 2023, when the nominations form is sent to all directors, and that nominations close at midnight Pacific time on March 1st, 2023, that the tellers will send out ballots by March 3rd, 2023, and that ballots will be due by midnight Pacific time on March 10th, 2023. Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you, Dingman. Okay, discussion on this motion. Go ahead, Teresa.
I move that we start nominations now, and I can motivate.
Go ahead. Well, wait a minute. You can't motivate till we have a second. So, is there a second for Teresa's motion?
I seconded it.
Thank you, Fred. Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay. If, for example, we don't do it at this meeting and we get no one that it gets nominated for a certain committee, then we won't know about it until March 3rd, I guess. And if someone nominates them, if someone gets nominated, I guess, online, who's going to be the person that calls them and asks if they accept? I think it would probably be best, unless people are opposed to it, that we take the nominations now. And if someone wants to throw their name in the hat later, that's fine. I think in the past, we've stated, we will take nominations by such and such meeting so people could be nominated at that meeting, and it was not done all online.
Thank you, Teresa. I do think there's another way to accomplish what I think I heard you interested in suggesting, or a slight twist on what you're suggesting here. Instead of opening nominations this evening, because after all, we're moving to closed session at time certain of 10 p.m. Eastern time, which is in 6 minutes. But one thing we could do, Teresa, is we could also, and I think this would accomplish the same thing, we could change the date slightly so that nominations close not at midnight on March 1st, but that they close at midnight Pacific time on March 3rd. And then that way we would, the nominations period would include a March 3rd meeting of the PNB. And we would know, and we would be able to, check with people, and we could actually, if people felt so inclined, we could devote some time to people saying why they want to serve on committees, although I could also see that taking an extraordinary amount of time by the same token. And people are certainly free to lobby their colleagues offline, but we could change the dates slightly. The only thing that I know is that our tellers like for balloting to close on a Friday night, because that then gives them the weekend to tally ballots, and you know, they're reasonably certain they can find some time on a weekend to tally ballots without any trouble, but you know, it's harder to do during the week. But other than that, I think, you know, we can make the dates whatever we want to make the dates. So
So my motion was that nominations begin on February the 23rd. And you say that you suggest that we make it that they close on March 3rd at midnight. I'm not opposed to saying that they should end March 2nd at midnight, which is the evening of our meeting. I think it's better.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I said March 3rd, but I meant March 2nd.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. I still think though.
Go ahead.
That it wouldn't hurt. Okay. So if it opens on February, I just don't want people waiting till the last minute, because I don't think that's healthy. I, for example, I didn't hear another election, and in the previous time, someone waited until the last minute to nominate themselves, and I had kind of committed to someone else, and it was we didn't have a conversation, so I'm wondering, why did this person wait until the very last minute to put their hat in? Maybe they were just following someone's suggestion. Oh, I think you'd be good at this. But I think it's best not to wait till the last minute. So that would convey your sincere interest and forethought to run. So I'd still like to say they open tonight, and I'd like to make some nominations if possible. So my motion would be that the committee, they open on February the 23rd and they close on March the 2nd at midnight Pacific. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
A point of information, Julie?
Hang on 1 second. I mean, technically speaking, I need for there to be a second of Teresa's motion before. I already have it seconded?
It's seconded if you have
already.
I have Fred seconding it.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Sorry. Okay. Go ahead, Dingman.
Well, how did we do it last year?
Something not unlike the dates, you know, that I listed in terms of, so here's the other thing, and this is important for the new directors. We have to have a nominations form for this, and the reason why is because all of us, PMB directors, elect the directors from every other station who sit, you know, we all vote on each other, and we elect one director from each of these stations to sit on these various committees. And so the ballot is actually somewhat complicated, because we're going to have the four standing committees plus the four committees we just stood up. That's who we have to vote for. So already we're at eight committees times five stations, because we're going to fill one seat for each station for each of those eight committees. And so there will be 40 nominations at least, or 40 different ballots if you think about it that way. And so the reason there's a nominations form is to make clear that you are nominating, you know, that you're lining people up station by station, because we don't want, you know, three directors from one station being nominated and have no one from another station nominated, right? And so that's the sense in which I need people to look at the ballot. I'm sorry, the nominating form, and you'll see, because the nominating form spells it out in a way that makes it clear, you know, who you're voting for. And no matter what, and this is another point about your question, Jim, there will be the ability for people to write in candidates as well, because we're not doing this by, you know, a method like OPA vote. So even though we close nominations, there will still be the possibility of writing people in. So, so any rate, that's how we did it last year. I don't think we took nominations in a PMB meeting because, like I just said, there's 40 different nominations that we would have. I mean, there's 40 different ballots that we'll, you know, that are part of this combined ballot that we'll be using. So,
Chair, we are at the end of our 10-minute extension. It's 10:01 on the East Coast.
It is 10:01 on the East Coast. Folks, I know
vote?
I said I time certain we really need to like get this done this evening, and we really do need to leave a lot of time for the closed session. So yes, exactly. Can we go to a vote on okay, so we have two things that we have to vote on because Teresa put a put an amendment on the floor and it was seconded, so we have to vote on Teresa's amendment first. Well, let me just take a step back and say, are there any objections to Teresa's amendment, which says the nominations?
I'm sorry, I don't know the amendment. Can you repeat the amendment, Teresa?
I was just about to repeat the, say yes. What the amendment was. The amendment is that we change the date that says nominations open on February 24th. We change that to February 23rd, and where it says nominations close on March 1st, we change that to March 2nd.
And
we leave the times midnight Pacific time. And so, just to be fair, if we're not closing, the nominations till March 2nd, technically speaking, we should give the tellers a little bit of leeway and say that the ballots will be mailed out by March 4th. And that the ballots will still be due by March 10th, which is a Friday night. March 4th is a Saturday. So that gives you, you know, practically a full week to vote. Is everybody okay with? Okay. Let me.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Everybody okay? Yeah, go ahead, Teresa.
It is understood that in my motion, you said the times will be at midnight. The ending time is midnight Pacific, not midnight tonight.
Correct.
Thank you.
Midnight Pacific time.
For the ending. Not today. Tonight. Not tonight. It opens now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no midnight associated with February 24th or 23rd. It's just okay. February 23rd. Okay.
Point of information?
All right.
How do we get this
go ahead,
paperwork?
Sharon.
How do we get this paperwork that you said that is needed? Do you have that available tonight?
Well, it depends whether we finish at a reasonable hour. It won't take me that long to send it out because I can recycle what I did from last year. If I don't send it out tonight, I'll send it out first thing in the morning, you know. But as long as it doesn't go too late, I can do that. Okay. Are there any objections to Teresa's motion to amend the motion? Hearing none,
can you just
we'll consider the motion.
Repeat what she wants.
Her amendment is to change February 24th to February 23rd. That's when nominations open. And to change the nominations close date from March 1st to March 2nd. And the teller's sending out the ballots from March 3rd to March 4th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, okay. So once again, are there any objections to Teresa's motion to amend? Hearing none, we'll consider the motion amended. Are there any objections to the motion on nominating and voting on 2023 PMB committees? Hearing no objections, we'll consider that adopted without objection.
Madam Chair, one point of information.
Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
So those nominations will be by sending them to all of the PNB? Or just the secretary or the chair or to whom?
People can do whatever they want, honestly. I mean, I think Nancy as the secretary is going to need to be the collector of the nominations. And I can send Nancy the form and, you know, and she can send it out. Any rate, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that all right? Okay. All right. So, it is.
Madam Chair, information again.
Yes. Go ahead, Adriana.
It's just something that I don't know, you know, that I'm new in this board. When the PNB authorized people to continue, that means everybody. We have in KPFT a person that is 8 years on the board, was supposed to get out in March of 2021. Is the PNB a rule on that, or is just, I don't know, I want to know if you rule on that, because he's 8 years in our board. And
okay, so. Yeah. So, Adriana, I don't know the particulars of that situation, and so I can't really answer the question other than let me just take that and set it aside and say,
is a yes or no if the vote, if the PNB vote on that or not? Is that my only question? Is the PNB change what should supposed to happen in March 2021?
No. Oh. Hang on. What is the case is that the bylaws basically, include, and I'm sorry, I cannot tell you, the article and the section off the top of my head, but I know it's in there somewhere, that basically people serve on committees until they're replaced, right? And therefore, you know, for example, until we hold, you know, we have a couple of directors from last year who rotated off the PNB for 2023. But those directors may have been serving on PNB committees, and technically speaking, they're still on the PNB committee until we complete these elections to replace them. And since those elections won't be done until, what did I just say the date was? Since those elections won't be done till March 10th, if there were any committee meetings between now and March 10th.
Madam Chair, I'm talking about delegates in an LSV, not in the PNB.
Same thing with the delegates. No. Same with the delegates. So in other words.
March 2021? 8 years on the board?
Out of order.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that you voted that. That was my question. It was voted or not?
It's out of order.
I don't understand the question that you're asking me. I'm really sorry. And what we're doing now is we just spent 3 minutes that we didn't have. We're going to executive session because we said at a time certain, of 10 p.m. and that's what we passed. And so, so can I get a second for the motion to move into executive session?
So moved.
Thank you, Fred. Any objections to the motion to move into executive session? Hearing none, that's what we'll do. Okay. We're going into executive session. Don't